Hi, everybody. It's me, Owen. Owen, last if you do my name backwards, it's Neo. It's kind of like Neo from The Matrix, but with a weird W in there. Neo, Finding Neo. Yeah, I'm already a little jacked up because I was just doing an Instagram stream to get the people going. And someone was like, so if a cop comes to your house to get your guns, what do you do? That's another false binary. That's never going to happen. B, always comply with the cops. Always. There's always ways around it. I mean, it's just that's such a nonsense. That's classic false binary nonsense. I don't know. I just don't even know how people can think that that's what the reality you're facing. They couldn't ban guns in New Zealand. Once the population has guns, there's no way to get it back. They'll do a buyback program. You can still buy an automatic M16. If you had an automatic weapon, like, by the way, AR doesn't stand for automatic rifle. It's Amolite. If you had one from before 86, I think is when they were banned, you can still have it. You can buy an automatic weapon right now. Man, ignorance to the law is really rough. If a cop comes to your house in any scenario with a warrant, at first ask for a warrant, always, always, always comply. Always. And then work on the, it's just like, I just don't understand. And that, because it's A, it's not going to happen. B, worst case scenario, dude, I've had cops disarm one of my buddies for felonies. We don't have to get into it. But you could tell the cop didn't want to do it and was just like, yeah, it's, you know, you can get him back. The cop was trying to help him get it back because he was like a vet. It's like, if you just go to this court and blah, 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 it's just so stupid. Comply, but don't consent. Right. Exactly. Always say no. But don't fucking ever fight a cop. No cops are going to collect guns, not in my area. Dude, no. No chance. It's another one of these fear tactics. I should do a whole episode just on it where they just make you think that's okay, I'll do a whole other thing on it. That's your reality. It's a false binary. It's, are you going to be a Republican or a Democrat? I'm a nationalist. I don't like Dan Crenshaw or Ocasio-Cortez. It's like, but you have to pick. It's like, no, I don't. I don't have to pick between two psychos. But then I can't play my fun game. Your right to protect yourself and arm yourself isn't from the United States government. It's from God. So it's like, the state is just one part of your life. It isn't, like, the state can't take away your right to defend yourself. But they can have all kinds of weird ordinances and laws and rules. It's whatever. They're trying to scare gun owners. I know, and it's so dumb. Guys, you can currently buy an automatic weapon. They're expensive because they got, the sales of them got banned in like 80-something, but I know a guy who made an automatic grenade launcher. He's seen so much action in the Marines that I don't even think people want to fuck with him to get it back. Like, he's like one of those dudes who's like jaws a little crazy from being shot in the face. All right, anyway, you can buy a tank. You can literally buy a tank. But the cops coming to your door are just trying to do their job. Don't start thinking in your head, because you'll start manifesting it in your life. Don't start thinking in your head like, the cops are coming, man. The cops are just dudes like us being that are just like, it's fine. Just, all right, let's talk about interesting stuff. So the name of this episode is I Review Dennis Prager's New Book, Ben Glebe Throws a Tantrum, Grabbler on the Roof. Also, E. Michael Jones does a vid on PewDiePie. So let's first check out my review of Dennis Prager's new book. It just came out. Here's correspondent Owen Benjamin. Hang on a second.
Hey guys, I'm really excited. I just picked up my new Dennis Prager book. It's called Why the Jews.
Interesting.
The reason for anti-Semitism. I can't wait to...
Oh, no!
Ah! Man, I bet that book was really good.
All right, that's unfortunate. I didn't get to read the book about why there's anti-Semitism. Man, that's unfortunate. Want to see it again? It's one of the funniest things ever. That's a bummer, man. Big laughs from the people. But so Dennis Prager wrote a book called Why the Jews. And it's about why. It's a full book as to why people don't like the Jews, why there's anti-Semitism. I guarantee not one page addresses any of their behavior. It's probably because, that they're so good at everything. That's why people just get so angry. Not the rapes and the stealing. But I don't know. I'm really excited to see it. I'm really excited to read it. Let's check it out again. This is Dennis Prager, Israeli nationalist, wrote a book, and I'm about to review it.
Hey, guys, I'm really excited. I just picked up my new Dennis Prager book. It's called Why the Jews, The Reason for Anti-Semitism. I can't wait to...
Oh, no!
Ah! Man, I bet that book was really good.
Yeah, so, again, it will not be fair when they add book burner to my Wikipedia because I tripped. When Wikipedia adds Owen Benjamin book burner, they're being dishonest because I tripped. And it just, that nobody even asked if I'm okay. And some crazy guy said, yeah, it was boomer mail. But it was like, and of course they didn't send a super chat in it. It was like, if you read this, you'll see everything if you read old Dennis Prager's book. I didn't even open it. I was about to review it, and then I tripped. For those of you just listening, the book went plunging into a fire and incinerated. It's so crazy how there's a stigma against burning books. It's like you delete emails all the time. You delete things off your phone all the time. You delete videos. You burn newspapers as kindling. Why not books that suck? I have no problem burning books. I really don't. Like when it's propaganda, when it's like The Right Side of History by Ben Shapiro, all I see is Firestarter. All right, until you find the Satanic Bible. All right, would you like to see... All right, for those of you that watch my Instagram live feeds, this will be extra cathartic because old Ben Gleiberman popped on there one night and me and him had a huge argument for about a half hour. And because he's running for president and he's a grabbler and his daddy's a grabbler and his mommy's a babbler. And this was him on Fox News yesterday. Enjoy, ladies and gentlemen. And then we'll discuss why this doesn't work anymore.
We don't have children put in cages. We don't have black people being attacked and being discriminated against in America. It's ridiculous.
When are we actually going to care about people? We're going to go to the
virtue signal. We got the virtue signal.
I'm out. Enough of people not honestly, bullshit.
He's an actor, right?
For people in this country that are your fellow brothers and sisters.
All right.
Sure to win the election.
Well, we're
or the Oscar.
We're left on the table because we're gonna wrap it with something more fun. We're gonna.
We don't have children put in cages.
All right. So.
Okay. So. So then Ben Gleib says, "I couldn't take the heartless lack of caring for our fellow citizens anymore. I had to leave. If virtue signaling means I express that I have virtues, then guilty. Then guilty as charged." Morality is not up for debate. I'm running for president because I actually care about people. Gleib, 2020. Okay, that doesn't work at all anymore. Want to know what he was trying to recreate? Was Jon Stewart's famous meltdown on Crossfire. Because what the grabbler will do is create a big drama and then try to suckle off a high trust society like ours, where everybody is like, everybody's like, oh, let's just try and make everything work. And it doesn't work anymore at all, because what he's saying is insane. The way that the Grabber operates is they use the black as their puppet, as their little dog, as their pet, where they're like, people are attacking the blacks. Everybody's like, shut up. I love that they mocked him. I know. Oh my God, spot on, BB. He was trying to do a Jon Stewart, and then he's like, and then he does the Grabber move where he says, I couldn't take the heartless lack of caring. We don't need any more fake caring, Ben. We need authentic caring. You know, like people like me, willing to burn a book by Dennis Prager. That's real care. A guy who became a goat farmer to avoid these type of people. Okay, I had to leave. If virtue signaling, this is so female. If virtue signaling means I express I have virtues, then guilty as charged. Morality is not up for debate. Actually, it is, Ben. People do it all the time. People debate, like in the Instagram chat, if someone jumped to their death from a burning 9/11 tower, is that considered suicide or not? Good people debate morality all the time. Like, choosing between dying in a fire or jumping out of a window, is that suicide because you choose it, or is it just choosing a better death? That's what people do. We do it all the time. It's one of the reasons that I'm so into talking to some Muslim religious scholars, is because I like to hone my morality based on as much good, authentic input as I possibly can. E. Michael Jones, Catholic, you know, it's like, I love it because I want to know what the absolute truth of God is. And let's watch Ben Gleiberman again. And again, his daddy owns dolls. His daddy collects dolls. True story. His mommy's an Israeli citizen. And then I'm about to show you what real power and why the Jew is really the victim of the Grabber as well. Owen Benjamin of House Baer, friend of the Jew, enemy of the Grabber. Ben Gleib is a Grabber. He's attempting to get power with manipulation and lies. It's what they do. Wait till I show you this video from Israel. It's mind-blowing.
We don't have children put in cages. Not, all right, so we don't have black people being attacked and being discriminated against in America. It's ridiculous.
Virtue signal received.
By the way, so do you see why I always say let them destroy themselves? It's not your job. When Ben Gleiberman came on and tried to hijack my live stream, and I was like, I stood up to him in every possible way. What did he resort to? He started slandering, lying, all that. Nonsense. I kept, even after the thing was over, I kept hammering him. But you don't have to stop them because they stop themselves. Just let them embarrass and humiliate themselves. I'm about to show you what happened because of the PewDiePie incident and the consciousness that is rising. This will not be tolerated anymore. Watch. Watch this baby embarrass himself. When Jon Stewart did this, a very similar thing, the world was a much different place. People said, Jon Stewart is upset. He must be passionate. He's fighting for the little guy. Now, he's doing almost an identical thing that Jon Stewart did. Jon Stewart, when he was on Hardball talking about how, you know, corrupt the stock market is, he never told you that his brother is one of the heads of the Dow Jones. He's one of the heads of all of the New York Stock Exchange. Jon Stewart's brother. He's a Grabber. They're all Grabbers. And Jon Stewart's brother, I believe, is a billionaire. Based on, and then John, little Jon Stewart, his real name, his last name is, I believe, Leibowitz, is the propaganda arm of the Leibowitz family, and his brother is the financial arm. And we all see it now. We all see it. So now Ben Gleiberman is trying to do the same thing, and look at how the times have changed. Look at how pathetic this is. You have two young girls just wincing and being like, what a baby.
We don't have children put in cages. Right, so we don't have black people being attacked and being discriminated against in America. It's ridiculous.
When are we actually going to care
about people?
We're going to go. We're going to wrap it up.
I'm out. Enough of people not caring.
Right now is mommy.
Bullshit.
He's an actor,
right?
for people in this country.
His mommy's like, brothers and sisters. Yes, Benjamin. Yes, all Benjamin.
Right. To win the election.
Well, we're
or the Oscar.
We're left on the table because we're gonna wrap it with something more fun. We're gonna. Okay, no.
We don't
no,
have
guys.
Children putting no, cages.
Right, so put.
I couldn't take the heartless lack of caring for our fellow citizens anymore. I had to leave. If virtue signaling means I express that I have virtues, then guilty as charged. I love the blacks. I love them in my mouth, in my asshole, in my hands. Running for president. This grabber. Would you like to see what the Holocaust industry has done to the people of Israel? This is why... Befriend the Jew. Own of House Bear. Friend to the Jew. Enemy of the Grabler. Look at what they make these people do. Let's just watch this together. It's creepy. Okay, so this is to remember the 6 million murdered in the Holocaust. Look at what they make them do. They have to stand. They make. This is what power looks like. Would you like to see what control, want to see what mind control looks like on a global scale? Watch this. Just wait. Look at this. Look at this. Isn't that fascinating? Just a sound. Heel, doggy, heel. They blow a whistle and everyone stops. For those of you just listening, the cars have stopped. The people have stopped moving. There's no walking. There's no commerce. Complete control. Complete control. Look. No one moves. And this is what they do. This is what they do. By the way, the Holocaust was 80 years before, and the numbers are highly suspect. It was part of a war in which a bunch of grabber bankers started and killed 70 million people. Look at this. That's mind control. Who are the Nazis really? Is it the people that they're supposedly remembering? Or is it the people that with one sound, with one annoying sound, they can make every single person stop? That isn't the remembrance of the dead. That's the cowing, the cucking of millions of men. Look at that. Listen to that sound. That's their prayer. Their prayer is to relive genocide. Bet you didn't know this was happening, huh? Where is this Big Bear? This is Tel Aviv, Israel. Look at that. Look at it. Do you see the difference between the grabber and the Jew? Those people are victims. It is haunting. What next? Jane? And then they just go right back. That's power, guys. That's the power over a human mind. And how do they do it? Trauma. Repeated trauma. Media. Movies. Shame. Guilt. 70% of Jews believe that. And they're bragging about it. The Times of Israel. The Times of Israel has called me a anti-Semite more times than I can count on my hand without six fingers on it, unlike some of these people. Oh my God, really thought it was North Korea. No, this is why I want to befriend Jewish people when they want out of that, is because that's hell. That's doom. Is that a... Oh, and hello from Belfast. Hey, Belfast. I performed in Belfast once with the Impractical Jokers at the really awesome arena. The 2 minutes of hate? No, it's 6 minutes. They do 6 minutes of hate. Trauma-based grabber control. Exactly. I thought the grabbers have high IQ. No, they don't have high IQ. The highest IQ in the world is the Chinese. I thought that was China and North Korea until I saw the people. Right, that's Israel. That's the place that everybody thinks is having such a good time and they're so in control and they're so rich. That's hell. You just witnessed grabber hell. And so that's why you have to have compassion for the Jew. Because they have to live that way. They have to like relive. Imagine if your great-grandmother was raped and every day you had to stand still as you think about the 2 minutes she endured her rape for. That's Satanism on the most primal level. That's one reason why I'm trying to break the Holocaust spell, because the people it hurts the worst are the Jews. Literally, it doesn't hurt me. They have such survivor's guilt that the suicide rate, the drug rate is unfathomable over there. Thought it was Silent Hill. Is Tyler Goldstein a Torah Jew, not a Talmud Jew? He's not a Talmud, he's a fractal Jew. He's all about math. That is right out of dystopian novel. Yes, let's watch it one more time. Let's just watch this again. No, we don't have to. I don't want to put you guys through that. But see, when I say it's sad, it's very sad. Yeah, their fear is not from God. Their fear is from their overlords that are grabbers, the bankers. I put the victims down years ago. Right, exactly. Every human being comes from a lineage that experienced genocide. Every human being comes from a lineage that was part of a genocide and was the victim of a genocide. It's our past. Everybody alive has been genetically related to a slave and a slave owner. And so you have to let it go, or else you'll never be free. You'll always be living in this hell. And the Jew lives in that hell every day of his little life. And it's like, it's very easy to hate the Jew for that, but it's not. They're not the grabber. Those people are trying to get to work and they're forced to stand and silently relive a genocide that may or may not have even happened the way it was said. I bet you're right, I want reparations. I know you're joking, Bohunk Bear, but never think like that. That's called victim mentality. That's learned helplessness. You don't require reparations for anything. You should be grateful you're alive. They always say my family died in the Holocaust, but how did you get here? Right. There was 2.2 million Jews in all of Europe when they said that 6 million died. It's not even close to real, guys. Not even close, but that's fine. You know, it was a tragedy. People died. The numbers are all over the map. And they're using it. The reason that I'm saying this isn't why even confront it? I mean, it's just going to make your channel get taken down. Don't you even care about your family? Do you know the pain that causes people? The lie, the wizardry, mass submission. It hurts all of us that the Jew has to go through that all the time. Look at Ben Gleiberman. Look at his life. Look at how pathetic he is. He thinks he deserves this. Let's watch what he believes that he's related to the Holocaust, that he is a victim. Look at what it allows him to do.
Black people being attacked and being discriminated against in America.
He's in pain.
When are we actually going to care about people?
We're going to go. We got the virtue signal.
I'm out. Enough of people not caring. It's bullshit.
He's an actor, right?
For people in this country that are your fellow brothers.
Are you cool with just letting these people humiliate themselves over and over and over again?
Or the Oscar.
I know him. I know him well. I've been to his family's house. I've looked at his daddy's dolls. It's like, I know these people. That dude's in a pit of despair. Want to know what helps get you out? Someone's not acting like a victim? It's like, breaking the wizard spell that is the Holocaust, you know who benefits the most? Jews. It's like, how do people not see that? They're defined by rape and murder. Could you imagine that? Like women, there's women in this chat right now that have been violently raped. One thing that they have to do is they have to acknowledge it and not be a victim. They can't live their life as a victim. It's very difficult for them. These people were never put in a camp. Like Ben Glieberman was never put in a camp. His mommy was never put in a camp. His daddy got to collect dolls his whole life. He's a little cuck. And it's like, he has to live as though he went through a trauma that he never did. Because back in the day, they used to actually have to traumatize people. They used to actually have to put people in camps, break them, hit them with the butt of guns. Now they have these screens to do it. Right, BB? Jews and communists benefited the most from Nazi regime and the Holocaust. Right. It's almost as if it was a grand trick, like 9/11. Ta-da! Guys, these people are ancient. They're Babylonians. It goes back to fucking Babylon, pre-Babylon. This is a biblical struggle. Yeah, that grabber can't think for himself. He's in chains. Would you like to see some good news? All right. Let's just watch E. Michael Jones be a legend. He's coming to my Indiana show. I'm very excited. If you would like to understand what more happened, how unbelievably cool the PewDiePie thing was, watch this.
Over the past 24 hours, we have seen a revolution in consciousness, although it didn't seem that way. Just yesterday, PewDiePie, who has the largest single individual YouTube internet audience in the world, announced he was going to give $50,000 to the Anti-Defamation League, or the ADL, because...
A little benefit about being... depersoned people like me and Jonesy here. I can play this whole clip and I know that my channel won't be taken. I won't get like struck for it or they won't mute it because I know just like me, he isn't monetized. So this is the irony. The poison, these people poison themselves. It's Proverbs. It's out of Book of Psalms and Proverbs. It talks about how the enemy poisons themselves, right? You don't have to do anything. So look at what the grabber took from Jones and myself is we can't monetize our channel. We're constantly being struck. We have to go to alternative platforms. Unauthorized.tv, become a member today. Unauthorized.tv. But the beauty is I can play a 6.5 minute clip and know that it's fine because they've taken away the copyright protection, but it's freeing. Can you imagine a world where I could just play people's videos and music? E. Michael Jones is better than Alex Jones. Alex Jones is shit. He's a little grabby, little greasy, tranny porn addicted failure of a father who sells boner pills to scared young men. E. Michael Jones is fucking awesome. I can't wait to hang with him in Indiana.
And to say how the ADL fights hate speech.
I'm donating $50,000 to Anti-Defamation League, which is an organization that fights bigotry and prejudice in all its forms.
What happened over the 24 hours must have come as a surprise to PewDiePie and the ADL and everyone else involved in this scenario.
That's a lie. They're extremely vicious organization when it comes to targeting individuals that they do not agree with.
24 hours later, PewDiePie went on, made an announcement that he is not going to give any money to the ADL.
I need to make an announcement. We thought it would be nice to donate to a charity as a way to celebrate. I made the mistake of picking a charity that I was advised instead of picking a charity that I'm personally passionate about. The whole internet just didn't believe it. Like, why is he donating to his charity? Look at his face. To be fair, I saw it as an opportunity to put an end to these alt-right claims that has been thrown against me. I knew it wasn't perfect, but I also didn't know a lot of things that surfaced throughout this whole thing about the charity that doesn't fit at all. So I understand why people had concerns about it. And these are things that I would have known myself if I had just taken my time. It really doesn't feel genuine for me to proceed with a donation at this point, and I instead wanted to actually do take my time.
You guys see the Iron Cross on his neck? PewDiePie's a fucking genius.
Sorry for all the confusion, and I'm sorry for messing this up.
What happened during this period of time is that PewDiePie ran into consciousness, the consciousness that exists out there among the people that he's supposed to be leading. Those people now understand that the ADL...
PewDiePie is such a genius. It's like he's acting like he didn't know what the ADL was. It's so profound what he's accomplishing. Of course he knows what it is. He did. He played their narrative and then just did a full inverse. It's incredible.
Not some disinterested philanthropical organization that fights for their rights. The ADL is the main author of the hate speech censorship campaign that has swept through places like YouTube on the internet. The ADL is involved in thought control. The ADL is the commissar that enforces psychological warfare on the population at large. Psychological warfare is the disruption of prohibited speech among subject peoples. Anyone who disagrees with the ADL will be demonized. The ADL has the power to ruin their careers, ruin their livelihood with total impunity. In the Soviet Union, this was done by state organizations. In the United States, it's done by privatized entities like the ADL. This brings us to the understanding that PewDiePie bumped into. What is the ADL? Somebody knew, even if he didn't. The ADL is a money laundering operation. It is a domestic espionage organization that spies on you, keeps files on you, and will use this material to destroy you if you do anything that they do not like. That is what they've been from the beginning. In exchange for contributions, the ADL will do its best to keep Jewish criminals out of jail. This has been their history from the beginning. I've already written a book about it. It's called How Meyer Lansky Took Over the Cincinnati Ballet. It's available on Amazon Kindle. Now, Meyer Lansky, notorious criminal, made significant contributions to the ADL. It didn't work because the ADL at that time didn't have the clout that it has now. But Meyer Lansky's granddaughter did end up working for the ADL. Mo Dalitz, another notorious Jewish criminal who was involved in rum running during Prohibition. He was head of the Jewish Navy in Cleveland that brought illegal booze into the United States from Canada. He was involved in gambling and prostitution in gay places like Newport, Kentucky, and he got run out of town by a Catholic prosecutor in Newport, Kentucky. That story is also in How Meyer Lansky Took Over the Cincinnati Ballet. In 1984, we reached a crucial turning point here. 1984, Mo Dalitz had given enough money to the ADL so that they then gave him their Torch of Liberty Award. At this point, Mo Dalitz was no longer a gangster. He was legit, and anybody who said he was a gangster would be accused of being an anti-Semite. 1984 is also a crucial year because this is the year that the ADL got in bed with the FBI, collaborating on what they said were hate crimes, which basically diverted the FBI from going after real criminals like Meyer Lansky and Mo Dalitz and getting them to apprehend or harass the people the ADL didn't like, which were then known as hate groups. Didn't stop there. The ADL was the bag man in the operation that got Mark Rich pardoned by President Clinton. The ADL gave an award to a certain Mr. Kirshner in Florida, and he was the one who arranged the sweetheart deal that got the late Jeffrey Epstein off the hook. So we have a consistent pattern here. The consistent pattern all of a sudden reached a tipping point. Okay, there was probably a moment in time where PewDiePie could have said, ADL, money, $50,000, and everybody would have cheered or no one would have objected, but those days are over. The consciousness is rising, logos is rising now. We all know what a false flag operation is, and we didn't know that before. We now know what the ADL is, and PewDiePie had to find that out the hard way. Thank you. We will continue to use our YouTube channel, but in a different way than we did before. I will be releasing short topical videos like this as we move forward, and I will continue doing longer interview-style podcasts, but they will only be posted on our BitChute channel.
Brilliant. So to stay ahead of the devil, what's the next move? We can clearly see that the consciousness is rising about what the grabbers are and how our nation has been subverted. The next move, if you really want to stump the devil, you got to be ahead of the curve. Don't hurt the Jews. Like that's you want to win the whole game? Have children. You know, work hard. Have gratitude. Experience joy. You know, after lust and envy got us into this satanic, porn-filled, global homo reality, wrath is another level of hell. So don't do it to them. Hey, love. Oh, thanks. Kisses. I love you. What are you up to? Oh, sweet. Thank you. And this isn't weakness of me to say this. This is actually how you win. Because it's how you – a war won without bloodshed. A Jew bear said something very funny in a live stream the other day. He said, "Don't kill us. We don't need any more holidays." It's so true. It's like they require violence against them in order to – have their mind control. So how do you beat that? Like, stay ahead of the devil. Stay ahead of the devil, right? So it's like, don't inflict the wrath on them. Let them humiliate themselves. Another glorious revolution is coming. Muzzies don't wear hijabs while in their home. Wow. Dude, I love Muslims. They're so great. I'm stoked for EMJ's new Logos book. He said recently it was scheduled. Yes, it's going to be awesome. Their holidays are celebrate their killings, not vice versa. It's both. It's both. They're either celebrating all the people they killed or when they were killed. The way that they get to a point where they get to kill the local population, like the Ukrainians, all that, is they get the population to eat out of their hands and need them. They get them to turn on their own people. Like like a lot of the Russian peasants, the serfs, supported Lenin and Trotsky and all these people because they, or in Stalin, because they wanted free shit. And so then they were, once they were on that hook, they were massacred. Muzzies don't love you? Well, you're banned. Every Muzzy loves me. Hey, BB, I should have said yesterday you looked into the... it's too many words. Sorry, it's going by too fast. I hope all this isn't to distract us from China. You are banned. Now, I'll put you in a timeout. China from what? China isn't trying to rule you. China is going to be more successful than America pretty soon. They're already on their way. They aren't looking to subvert and rule you. They might buy you out. They might, you know, be your boss's boss. But the Chinese culture isn't like the Jewish culture. They don't do this with their hands. They're going to be a global... They already are. Whoever makes the clothes gets the power. That's kind of the reality. That's why a lot of Jewish immigrants in the early 1900s were in the textile business. And that's why you see them all still, you know. All the big names in fashion, Donna Karen, blah, 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 they're all grabbers and babblers. So China now makes the clothes. So it's like their power is rising really fast. Fortunately, they're incredibly racist people. And I'm saying fortunately because they think that we're just like round-eye monkey retards. So they're all about China. I think that their ability to be nationalist is commendable. And so they'll probably annex New Zealand and Australia. if they don't get their shit together and just work them like farm animals. But yes, Vox agrees about China. Yeah. But it's like they're just like, we out here to buy a farm. They're not like, hey, freedom is slavery. Sodomy is fertility. They're not Jewish. They're like, I have more money and gold than you. I will get your farm. They say what they're going to do. And they can't stand small ads. The small ads were planning on fleeing to China because the parasitic, you know, they've already suckled the West pretty dry. You know, they know that the crash will happen financially in America. We'll survive, though. No despair. It's fine. I'm looking forward to not being an empire. I think it's ruining the souls of our people that we are an empire run by small hats. It's obvious, guys. It's obvious. We're run by a foreign nation called Israel, and 70 of our congressmen have dual citizenship with another country. But yet people just talk about Russia for no reason. It's hurting people's souls that we're part of an empire. I wouldn't mind going back to some poverty living if it meant an honest living. 2033 Financial Center, 2038 Top Dog China. Oh, dude, they're crushing. They're crushing. Small hats are the spawns of Satan. Well, I think they're the bagmen for Satan, the grabbers are. And then the Jews are just the people that are victims of it. They are victims, guys. If you want me to show you the Israel thing again, the construction workers that have to stand in silence for 6 minutes as a horn blares, they're cowed. They're farm animals. Have some fucking compassion for these people. And if you hurt them, they'll get another holiday out of it. All right, let's read some mail, and then I'll call it a day. Communist China, you're retarded. You're a woman? All right, you're out of here. God, I love Muslims. Just love them. They get it. Let them drive. Next thing you know, they're in the chat saying, but they're communist. That's what the Jews told me I have to fear more than the subversion of my entire way of life. All right. Hey, Big Bear, longtime listener, on and off for the last several months due to travel and work schedule. Hope our God Almighty, Yah, is treating you and yours with his grace, love, and blessings. You have inspired me to get a backbone, born and raised in India, which breeds gamma culture and a self-proclaimed nice guy vibe. I know, but it's all gamma. It got worse when I came to US and bought into all the SJW nonsense. I was a mess. I found Jesus 2 years ago, quit porn 3 years ago, and understood what it means to be a man a year ago when I discovered your streams. Indians crushing. I can high-five you with 8 hands. I continue to learn, laugh, and illuminate after every one of your streams. Awesome. You also help break a lot of spells from denominational superiority, cause of wars, to obfuscation of truth by the oligarchs. Ooh, check out the big brain on this Indian. Let me guess, you're part of the Brahmin class. You got those genes in you. I'm a father to 3 sons and married to my bride for 20 years. Can you verify me as Brahmin Bear? I called his cast. God, Big Bear, crushing again. Guys, I called his Hindu previous cast based on his use of words. I mean, come on. I called his cast. Welcome, Brahmin Bear. All these people are like, oh, you're fucking stupid. Dude, I called his Hindu cast based on his vocabulary. Fuck everybody, including Ben Glebe. All right. Cap, so I don't mess up my handwriting. Please accept the small token as my appreciation for what you do day in and out. If you are interested in how I came out of Hinduism and being a practicing Brahmin, hit me up on email or Instagram. Look forward to catching you in one of your live shows, Raj. Thank you, Raj. Yeah, because Indians have a whole cast of people that are incredibly intelligent. Brahmins, and then there's Kshatriyans, pretty good. And then it kind of descends to some real retards. And they have, and they've been so like genetically locked into that for so long that, you know, some of the smartest people in the world are Brahmins. Like that, that was his second language, at least second language, if not third. And he's using words that I don't typically use a lot, and I'm incredibly intelligent. That was good to see in real time. Thank you, Goyen Bear. China's something else, man. They haven't totally lost their Confucian culture. Well, what Vox is talking about, because Vox was an East Asian studies guy. He can speak Japanese and shit. He's done TV in China. They accept their empires rising and falling. Like, they're so old. Like, the Chinese culture is so old that communist doesn't even mean anything. And that's why the grabbers won't work in China, because they'll be like, we lost 6 million pedophiles. And they're like, we killed 50 million in the last 10 years. Hi, Big Bear. Katie from North Carolina here again. I wrote you in the spring about my husband making raised beds and getting it. Well, my garden didn't do well this year, but I learned a lot and will do better next year. Amy helped out on Instagram live stream about keeping out bugs. She is awesome. You can see how happy she is when she speaks. I'm a 35-year-old, and we were trying for our third child. Yeah, we're trying too. We took a pregnancy test, or she took a pregnancy test yesterday. I think we jumped the gun. It came back negative, so it might be negative, but it's still very early. All right. Please pray for us. I think of all the times I prayed to not be pregnant when I was a liberal cunt, and I'm disgusted with my former self. I feel you. Ladies, don't wait to have your babies. I'm grateful that God blessed me with two wonderful children and a husband that is crushing. If any bears want to follow the life of a stay-at-home mom, I'm at IG at Mrs. underscore Locke, L-O-C-K-E. Follow her. Can I be verified as Katie Bear, C-A-T-I-B-E-A-R. Welcome. Thank you. You are awesome. God bless. More on back. P.S. I also am on Twitter as XLibMama, E-X-L-I-B-O-X, LibMama. I don't tweet a lot, but if any bears want to read a chick calling other chicks cunts, give me a follow. PSS, I feed the bear on unauthorized.tv, and I love it. Thank you very much, Katie Bear, and welcome. Have 9 here. You can do it. Mama Bear has 9 kids. That's so awesome. My wife took a negative pregnancy test last night. Yeah, that's where we're at, too. West Side Bear. I had a dream it was a girl, too. I guess my dreams aren't as, sometimes my dreams aren't as accurate as they are other times. All right. Owen, thank you. Logos Rising. Best wishes, MC. P.S. Green squares, we all need them for the time being. Resist the chip. Well said. Always resist the chip. I think we're doing great, though. I'm really excited about the future. I was riffing last night on Instagram about how the CIA or the NSA or Mossad or something, it's impossible to infiltrate the bears because we aren't doing anything. It's like, so I'm a bear now. I'm definitely not CIA bear. Okay, so what's the plan? Well, we just kind of watch them be funny, and then we like try to have kids. No, but like, so what's he doing? Like, what's the plan? It's like, well, he tells us to not watch porn because it makes us sad. Okay, so I've infiltrated the bear, so now I have control over, so what's our mechanism for control and money? Well, we just kind of send him extra money if we have any extra money, but he doesn't really care either way, because he says that we should spend it on land and have a bunch of kids and stop watching pornos. Okay, I've infiltrated this strong group of nationalist Christians called the Bears. Okay, I've taken control, sir. So what's their mechanism? What's the supply chain of money and power? There isn't one, sir. They just kind of send them like a $20 every now and then, and they don't watch pornos. And they like to laugh a lot. That's why there's no infiltrating. Because there isn't anything to infiltrate. Yeah, I mean, he does live streams where like we all laugh about his goats and stuff. So goat, what is that code for? It's not code, it's a literal goat. He milks it. I think that's why there are some people in intelligence agencies to just listen. So, hey, guys. And they've just learned to enjoy it because there isn't any rituals here, and there isn't anything that you can infiltrate because there's nothing. It's literally just a dude being funny in his backyard telling everyone to not watch pornos. So what's next with them? Well, someone just sent him a drawing that they made of a bear. So is that a symbol for, like, what's coming up? No, he just keeps telling everyone. He just, oh, I got one for you. What is it? What's the plan? He keeps calling Joe Rogan a sodomite. Does he have blackmail information on Rogan? No, he's really good at pattern recognition, and he can tell he's a homo. Okay. Infiltrators in the middle of Operation Duran Duran. Imagine not knowing what we were for a while and trying to report on what we're doing. Where it's like, okay, so it's Operation Red Pill Rooster. So what's the plan? Okay, he videotapes the Red Pill Rooster and then does funny things over it. And thousands of people watch and they wear t-shirts about it. Oh, so what? So they're going to overthrow? No, no. He just keeps telling them that Alex Jones is a sodomite and to watch pornos and to not be scared of anything. Sir, there must be something. No one would have, let's see. No one would have over 3,000 people watching without some sort of supply chain of money and power. No, it really is just that. He really just wants no one to watch pornos because he thinks it makes dudes sad. So what motivates him, sir? Well, he just likes to make people laugh and he really fucking hates grabblers. So he's anti-Semitic? No, no. He's boys with some Jews. He doesn't like grabblers. Those are the real sneaky Jews. But it also includes Steven Crowder, who says he's Christian. So let me get this straight. He professes hate crimes against criminals. I guess. What about the Gamma Infiltrator? Oh, yeah, but they're just... It's so funny. It's just all so funny. Damn, this is epic. Yes. Yes, Mountain Bear homework. That was great. Right. I'm pretty sure that the majority of us don't even drink. Yeah, it's like... So what is he using? What tools? We just find him hilarious. I mean, sometimes he fucking freaks out, but, like, not so much since he stopped drinking. Oh, so he's a horrible drunk. Now he's pretty funny when he drinks. It's just one time he cried. So he's trying to assassinate Ben Shapiro? No, he's just mocking him to take away his influence because it's really bad on dudes. All right. Dear Big Bear, thank you so much for your view on not wanting to get involved in my relationship. I don't want anybody better. I just want him to be better. A lot of his issues are from having boomer parents with money who spoiled him instead of disciplining him. It sucks because I have to try to keep his mother from ruining my daughter too. Anyway, thank you for playing that one song amongst all your music, which I love, Nobody Knows My Trouble by Ryan Bingham. Every morning I hold my daughter in my arms and dance around the living room. That song is her absolute favorite. She also loves the Russian Hallelujah, but dislikes the English version. Yes, she has logos. I started going to the gym because I want to be strong enough to keep picking her up and holding her. Oh, that's a beautiful sentence. So sad to think that one day I'll put her down and never pick her up again. That's a little intense. So I want to post that as long as possible. I hold her so much, and having God, I think, makes me a better mother. I was good, but when I weaned her, I got postpartum depression. Oh, yeah. A lot of women get that. With much gratitude, Lois, and love, Hypermobility Bear. Thank you, Hypermobility Bear. I've been carrying my trouble in the pack strapped to my shoulder ever since I was a baby. I've been running from everything I know. Don't tell me about my trouble. Nobody knows about my trouble. Nobody knows about my trouble. Except for my baby and me. I was born a cowboy way out west in New Mexico. 6 million sounds a little high. 6 million sounds just a little bit high to me. According to the Red Cross, it was 270,000. I believe coffee is his currency. Yeah, so is he starting a currency? Well, he kind of likes silver and coffee. All right. Hey, Big Bear, I have a dilemma. I was hoping your alpacas Duran Duran could help with. Duran Duran. The band created the following songs whose titles require some explanation. New Moon, on Monday and My Antarctica. Whoa! My question, are they in on it or just a clueless 80s band I once obsessed over? Thanks a lot, Persimmon Bear. Persimmon Bear, that's a fascinating rabbit hole. P.S. You're doing great, kid. Love your streams. Thank you for the laughs and the thought-provoking presentations. I've written before as Persimmon Bear. I sent you a nickel as a joke. Might be officially verified, of course. Hope you make it to Tennessee in the near future. Missed your last show in Atlanta, unfortunately. Much love and blessings to you and your family. Land the farm animals. Oh, of course. I love it, dude. I love it. Thank you so much. And for anybody that wants... Oh, there's... Idaho's about to sell out if you want to come to a show. Hugepianist.com/tour. All right, I'll just do one more, and then I'll do more tomorrow. I hurt my Rogan. All right. 6 million sounds a little bit high to me. 6 million sounds a little high. A little tiny bit high to me. I just want to check your arithmetic. Oh, Canadian Fiverr, thank you. I think there is a rogue mod, Owen Benjamin Live. Who? Who's the rogue mod? Oh, I think Base Texan's still a mod. He's probably just causing problems. 6 million is a little high, 109 seats a little low. Oh, that's great. Sir, I've cracked the code. No toe in Idaho is anagram for nationhood. Boom! Hey, Big Bear, just a line to humbly ask you and the Bears to keep Canada and Canadians in your prayers. And hopefully we will vote out the lifelong card-carrying communist snowflake socialist Trudeau in the October federal elections. Don't obsess about communism, because communism and global capitalism are two wings of the same bird. It's just Jewish nonsense. It's Grabber nonsense, not Jewish nonsense. Grabber nonsense. It's about family. It's about real life. It's about national identity. You can't just think that you can vote out one for another. I used to fall for that trick. I would have voted in a heartbeat for Ben Shapiro over Justin Trudeau, and it's the same fucking scam. All right. I'm 28, 23 Rogan's tall. I live in Bellevue, Ontario, a two-hour drive east of Toronto. You have tons of fans and Bears in Canada. And if there's room for one more, I'd like to be verified as First Aid Bear. All right, First Aid Bear, Life, Liberty, Logos. Yeah, get rid of Trudeau, but it's all about your family. That's where it really works. All right, I'm going to get out of here. I got a lot to do today. So, hugepianist.com/tour, unauthorized.tv, unbearablesmerchandise.com, and I'll just follow me on Instagram at Owen Benjam. I'll do a live stream in a little bit. Much love, everybody. Have great days. Be fruitful, multiply, don't be fruity boy. Oh, no. Actually, I got more to show you guys. I just looked at my thing. Sorry if that's a little loud. I got a weed whacker guy. He's white. He's white. I hire white people. I hire white American citizens. All right, I got to show you some stuff, though. The baby boomer ducks have been confronted with multiculturalism. Those are the baby boomer ducks like, meh. Diversity is our strength. America's an idea. It's not a... And then they're like... Well, I mean, these guys are pecking our assholes. How dare you? I just thought that's a pretty funny picture about multiculturalism. Would you like to see something disgusting? I don't think her heart is going to be going on much longer. By the way, that's a dude, that's a male, and that's a ghoul. Celine Dion, after she sold her soul with that, well, she's probably not had a soul for years, but when she did that non-gender... baby clothing line. I mean, that means that bitch is on some adrenochrome. Look at her. Look at the bitch. How dare you? How dare you doesn't work on me? Does no one notice that? What is Toe Rogan? I'll read one more. There's one last one. Actually, no. I got scissors. $6 million sounds a little high. 109 sounds a little low. I wasn't even going to bring up Jews in my new special, but I definitely am now. It's too funny. It's too funny. Not Jews, grabblers. I'm a friend of the Jew. You are my sunshine. Oh my God, this is beautiful. Someone, oh. That just melted my heart. It just melted my big angry heart. Wow. Big Bear, grace and peace be with you and your family from God, the Father, and Christ our King. Been a listener for 3 years. I used to watch doom saying conspiracy videos after becoming Christian. Switch to you to end my cortisol addiction. Subscribe to unauthorized.tv. Boom! I don't get the 109. Jews have been kicked out of 109 countries. I think the end times crazed Western Christians is part of an attempt to lower birth rates among the faithful. 1,000%. Matthew 24:19 scares so many God-fearing people from starting a family. Right. It says in the Bible over and over and over and over again, do not be afraid, do not be afraid, have big families, be fruitful and multiply, do not be afraid. But yet someone's like, well, according to, you're so true. I'm a Chinese woman raised in Canada, married a Canadian man. We succumb to the inevitable mingling when populations live in proximity, like cross-pollination between squash of two varieties, one planted too close together. But water something is holy in the eyes of God, or matrimony is holy in the eyes of God, yes. So I told him, your God will be my God, your people will be my people. We'll make the best of what we got. Great. You feel the IQ on this one? You say bloom where you're planted. I was transplanted, but I still want to help make my adoptive home stronger. I'd take 1,000 of these Chinese ladies over fucking all these soy boy white cucks, these bitches. They're like, I got another abortion today. Ugh. Encouraging Canadian girlfriends to get married and have children is a little awkward, but nobody else is talking about it. She's more of a Canadian nationalist than most of these white bitches. She's like, hey, white people, hey, Canadians, fucking have babies, you dumb fuck. Instead of sodomy squares, I hope you enjoy the sketch. May the Heavenly Father bless you and Amy with many more children. Hand-drawn bear. Hand-drawn bear, this may be one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. More like Tim Pool's coming? Yeah, but raised right. Tim Pool is... Listen, it's a harder life to be mixed race. It is. It just is. You want to ask my wife? It's fucking true. We can all pretend it isn't true, but pretending things aren't true doesn't help anybody. But one of the main reasons it's hard is because a lot of times the families dissolve. If you have a married, Christian, logos-driven, intact family, I would take that all day long over a broken, non-racially homogenous Satan family. It is hard. No, it is. It's blatantly hard. You know, but it's like that woman's letter was fucking great. Tim, the mixed supremacist. Well, he's just a retard. He's not a Christian. He's not having children. He's not encouraging his national neighbors to have fucking children. It's just one of the many things that make life harder is being mixed race. It doesn't mean anything else. I'm mixed race and it was confusing. Yes, it is. The worst is black male white woman because the black male usually leaves. And it's the broken home that causes so much problems, especially if you already have an identity problem and your dad bails, or it's like you can't have a cohesive prayer. You know, this woman did it so right. She's like, your God is my God. I'm going to make this work, bloom where you're planted. That's beautiful. God bless her family. Hand-drawn bear, crushing. 6 million sounds a little high. Yes, it does. Neither tribe accepts you. Fact. Everyone knows it's true. When you name your people, you know your purpose. No people, no purpose. Right, but that's... You can get through it. It's just harder. It's harder. That's all it is. My children will be mixed race, but I will raise them with logos. Right. We literally have a president like that fucked up our country. Oh, yeah. Oh, but look at Obama. He doesn't know who the fuck he is. And they're just easier to control. That's all it is. Racism, race. No, it's not about racism. It isn't. That doesn't even mean anything. Breed and dilute. Right. But it's still, you can't view a human soul in the image of God as delusion. Like, once you're here, you're here. Let's make the best of it. Bloom on your planet. Ideally, the most efficient is nations breeding with nations and having a purpose and a people and a history and supporting their own people, and then all the nations come, you know. But that isn't what's happened. So we got to fucking, you know, deal with it, and not in a cruel way. Not in, like, I'm mixed of nations. I'm German, English, Irish, and Czech. I'm crushing. My son is half Mexican. His leaf blower is bigger than yours. That's real creepy, Daniel. Racism doesn't exist. No. The lack of viewing nations as a thing is actually really disgusting. Like, Ben Glieberman is like, we're all the same. No, the fuck we aren't. We're not the same. My dad bailed. It was weird, though, because my dad's German. He left my Peruvian mom for a black chick. It's just broken families. I'm talking about statistical probability. Like, Obama's dad left him. Probably, like, wasn't even his real dad. Who fucking knows? This stream is so encouraging. Glad I got to catch it. Yeah, bloom or your planet. Most American blacks have some white in them. Yeah, they do. Someone always jumps a fence. I'm Native American and Lithuanian, odd mix. What a hell of a mix. That's incredible. Every time I see Lithuanian, I think of batteries, like lithium. All men are created equal, is that wizardry? Yes. Well, no, it's wizardry if you think it's equal in all ways. Equal in the sense that we all have souls. We all have souls. So in that sense, yes, but everything else, no. Godspeed to your sobriety. Bless you. Who are you talking to, West Side Bear? I'm completely sober. Oh, you're talking about Native Americans and Lithuanians? I know. Two of the drunkest groups ever. Those Lithuanian ion batteries. You're a legend, BB. Keeping your Jew in check. Ah, that's great. I might be as low as 1/16th grabber, by the way. I'm half Croatian, half Albanian. Get the muscles. Yeah, well, if you have two of the best of both worlds, it can be a good mix. But most of the time, it's not. It's the rejects of a lot of, you know, it's like the 400-pound lady and then the criminal black. All right, I got to go. Thank you, everybody who sent me messages and letters. Fucking appreciate it. Unauthorized.tv, hugepianist.com/tour, and unbearablesmerchandise.com if you want to get a sweet hoodie. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and blow a guy.